This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
How you all doing? Hour number two. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina at Realsight Radio. Joe is out tonight saving the world, and he will be back again tomorrow night, and it is always a pleasure for me to be sitting in his stead. We will be back for hour number two here. We've got a great guest. Dave Card is going to be joining us up after the break. We're going to be talking about New York City. There is a Trump-supporting group of truckers that are looking to boycott and potentially shut down New York City after the that incredible $355 million fraud ruling against Donald Trump. And we're going to talk about this in a little bit. In fact, get into great detail. Dave has written a fantastic article you want to check out over at ricochet.com. We're going to be getting into all of that and talking about it. But what is going on in New York City? According to the New York Post, the truckers supporting Donald Trump are warning that their refusal to deliver to the Big Apple could paralyze New York City as more drivers vow to join the boycott following the bombshell ruling in the former president's civil fraud case. Jennifer Hernandez is a trucker. She says it could shut New York City down. She joined the protest against Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Arthur Ergeron's decision to fine Trump $355 million for inflating his net worth by billions to dupe banks and insurers. At least that's what he was charged. She said, I'm not trying to hurt the people of New York. That's not what I'm trying to do. But if New York loses just 10% of the trucks that go in there, their prices are going to skyrocket on everything from milk to eggs to any type of goods that the consumer needs. When that happens, it's going to cost everyone more money. Many different folks have been posting on social media. They're expressing support. One man even suggested the boycott could go on for 3 years. This one guy on TikTok said that if you keep effing around, you're going to find out, New York. So the boycott seemed to have been started by conservative social media influencer Chicago Ray, who posted a clip on Friday saying he'd spoken with some of the trucker colleagues who said that they would stop making deliveries to the city starting Monday. He claimed that 95% of truckers support the former president and said the bosses of freight companies ain't going to care if we deny the loads. We'll just go somewhere else. The video spread on social media. It even gained the attention of the former president. He stated on his Truth Social, his network, on Sunday, such an honor to have many great patriots on the side of freedom. Joe Biden's unfair and dangerous weaponization of law enforcement is a serious threat to democracy, Trump argued. Make America great again. Chicago Ray later deleted the video from his X page after it went viral, though he said he still stands with the movement. He said, I took the video down on Friday because it went viral on my grandson seeing it on TikTok. I stand with Trump 100%. Truckers for Trump, he added. Drivers can make their own decisions based on their families and their careers. I ain't the leader of any movement. I'm my own man, period. So the question for you as you're listening to this, and I don't know if you're on the East Coast. I know Joe has a couple stations back there. But, you know, the thing is do you believe that these boycotts actually do anything? Do you believe that they help or hinder? And who do they hurt the most? If you actually do see a 10% increase in prices because of supply and demand, there's less supply, there's more demand, who does that hurt? I think that's going to hurt the very people that you could least afford a 10% increase in prices. Now, the idea is that, well, maybe they could say, well, I voted for these people, and they could put two and two together and somehow get four and say, maybe I don't want to vote for them again. You know, Kathy Hochul barely won the governor's race last time around. Outside of New York City, most of New York State actually wanted Lee Zimon, Hochul's opponent, and he came as close as you can pretty much get in a state like New York. That says a lot. But we're talking about New York City, which is as deep blue as you can get. Do you think it will actually have an impact? So it's an interesting discussion point because, I mean, we see that with other big companies, Disney and Nike and others, where there have been conservative-led boycotts against over the years. Did it actually have an impact? Many people would say no. Some people would say what's negligible on paper. I will tell you what's happened to Disney isn't so much about boycotts. It's just about the fact that they're creating crap product. Nobody wants to see diversity, equity, and inclusion, and Snow White no longer Snow White. You know, let's make everybody, what is it from South Park that Cartman says? Kathleen Kennedy came in and he said, and her number one rule was, put a chick in it and make her gay. They did that for Indiana Jones. They're doing it for The Little Mermaid. They're doing it for all of the reboots that they're doing ad nauseum, and nobody is going to see them. That is the biggest problem that Disneyland has, or Disney, I should say, company. So let's talk about this. Do you believe in boycotts, and will it actually impact New York City? We're going to bring on Dave Carter from Ricochet.com. Would you boycott New York City? Here after the break at Realside Radio. Do not go away, folks.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You can all snap out of it. I feel like we're in a collective stupor right now. Everybody needs to snap out of it. It is incredible. Oh, my goodness. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe, and it is always a pleasure being with you. We are in hour number two. And as I mentioned before the break, we're talking New York City. And somebody that wrote a fantastic article, a frequent guest to Realside Radio here, Dave Carter, who is a fantastic writer in his own right, folks. Yes, Dave Carter, he is a columnist, a podcaster, a radio show host, and retired senior military historian, and also has a lot of experience driving his own rig over the years. You can find Dave at Ricochet.com, The Federalist and Conservative Review, and you can find his incredible podcast, The Dave Carter Show, at Ricochet.com. Welcome back, Dave. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for staying up late. I know you're back east. I don't know if you saw the news. I talked about it in the first hour. Letitia James, the district attorney who filed the lawsuit, New York Attorney General, I should say, Letitia James, she just revealed that she is prepared to seize the assets of Donald Trump if he's unable to pay the $354 million ordered by Ergeron last week on this civil case, and that the interest is now tallying up at over $80,000 a day. Just before we get into New York City and the strike and everything else, what were your thoughts when you heard this entire debacle that took place?
It's insane that what she's talking about with the fines included and the interest and all that comes up to close to $500 million. I mean, if you reach a point where I think the Eighth Amendment comes into play with excessive and absurd and cruel punishment and this excessive fines. This is, if you want to get him be in the system and take the avenue of an appeal, it is prohibitive cost-wise to even do so. So there's a lot of legal and constitutional issues that it raises, but it also raises the issue of businesses, particularly real estate. They're going to say, you know, I'm worried now that I might run afoul of New York City policies or New York State politics. I think I'll take my business and my company elsewhere.
Yeah, in your article, which everybody could find on ricochet.com, you titled it, Would You Boycott New York City? Before we get into that particular issue, you did refer to Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, who discussed how people are looking from a standpoint is being in New York City now even viable? Kathy Hochul, the governor, last week came out and said, no, this is a one-off situation, folks. It's purely political. We're only going after Donald Trump. We don't want to mess around with anybody else. I mean, she basically said that in her own words.
Right.
It's funny, but it's not. And so, I mean, are you concerned? I guess not too concerned. You don't live in New York, but do you see an exodus of high-end net worth businesses leaving New York City because of this?
I wouldn't be surprised. I saw a thing on X, the gentleman that owns the Cardone Real Estate Empire.
Oh, yes. He's an investor.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's John Cardone.
Grant Cardone.
Grant, thank you.
He's advising all his folks to get out of New York, to look at Florida, Oklahoma, any place other than New York. It's just not worth the risk there.
Yeah. So let's get into this for a couple of minutes, and then we'll obviously have our obligatory breaks, and come back to it. But talk about a little bit about, you know, boycotts, and would you boycott New York City, and illustrate for our listeners that may not know about this truckers boycott that's been presented here.
Well, I boycotted New York back before it was cool, just simply due to the excessive tolls. The insane traffic. I mean, people drive as if they're running late for their next collision. It's like as an 18-wheeler driver, it's like you're in a roller derby and everyone's trying to, you know, go under your trailer and around you and everything else. So, and the crime, the gangs, everything else, it's just not worth it. It's not worth the hassle. I used to say that New York City was the place where good driving records and good attitudes both go to die. So I was trying to steer clear of that place as much as humanly possible. It's easier for some people to do that than others, and we can get into that after the break, I guess. But I as a rule, I'm not a big fan of boycotts, but a place like New York, which is already, thanks to the crime, thanks to the illegal immigrants that are taking over a lot of things, there was a joke on X today that the Mayor Adams is telling the illegal immigrants, if you don't stop beating up cops, I'm going to downgrade you to a 4-star hotel. So it's just reached a point where it's a hellhole, and it's devolving rapidly. So a boycott is, you reach a point where you're almost making the rubble bounce because there's so many issues there to begin with.
I read a report today that Eric Adams is allowing for up to $10,000 per illegal immigrant for EBT cards, giving them cash on a credit card that New York taxpayers are now having to foot the bill for. We talked about Kathy Hochul and Lee Zeldin at the governor's race. Lee almost won that race, which surprised the country. If it wasn't for Manhattan proper, he would have most certainly won. Do you think that so the idea of a boycott here is that, you know, they say if you increase you decrease the products, it will increase the price, supply and demand, by 10%. Right. Isn't that not going to hurt the people that could least afford it, though?
It does. Pardon me. I know I sound like I'm losing my voice. I've got allergy issues. And if I talk off a lot, it's just because I'm hawking up a lung, but I'll get stuff back.
That's all.
Yeah, the people that can least afford to deal with are the ones going to be the ones that suffer the most. But then I'm reminded, as Barack Obama said years ago, elections have consequences.
Yeah, they certainly do. Before we go to the break here, tell everybody, Dave, where they could find this incredible article, by the way. Everybody needs to read it. It's got a lot of humor in it as well.
There's a couple of places you can find it on theRicochet.com. And I also have a new place I go to. It's called DaveCarterInkwell.substack.com. And that column is on my Substack page, along with some other things that I've written here recently.
Why don't you go ahead and repeat that? That's a longer one.
Sure. Dave Carter Inkwell is in the, like a well full of ink. DaveCarterInkwell.substack.com.
Great. When we come back, we'll talk more about this, but I also want to get your expert opinion, as it always is, Dave, on the state of not just the election, but our country. How optimistic are you? Are you pessimistic? Are you frustrated? And and also one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about later tonight as well, I can tease right now, maybe in the third segment here, is Donald Trump's vice presidential choices. He kind of dropped some hints last night that got a lot of people interested. So we got Dave Carter from Ricochet.com and Substack, and we'll be right back here after the break and the commercials. Do not go away, folks. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plan to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay upwards of $350 million. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee has expressed his belief that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over.
The whole thing is not only obviously false, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin shared his view following the private testimony by the president's brother, James Biden. In his testimony, James Biden firmly refuted any involvement of his brother in foreign business activities. Harvard's acting president has denounced a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And you're always making my day here, folks, at Real Side Radio whenever I sit in the chair, which is, every couple of weeks now. I'm just enjoying myself. Way too much fun that a human being should be allowed to have on a Wednesday night across the food plane, no matter where you are. It is a pleasure being with you. And it is also a pleasure having my old good friend Dave Carter joining us as well. Would You Boycott New York City is his latest great piece that he has over at Ricochet.com and also on his Dave Inkwell Substack.
What is it? Yeah, say it five times real fast. It's Dave Carter, Inkwell, .substack.com.
Got it. Dave, you drove a truck. You drove a rig. You did a lot of miles over the years. You've had so many experiences in your life. You know, I go back to what we saw in Canada a year or two ago, where you had the boycotts up there regarding COVID, and now you're seeing, you know, the truckers in New York City. Talk to me a little bit about the political aspects of being on the road and why so many people believe that many of these truckers are conservative and they all support Trump.
A great many truckers are veterans to begin with, and as am I. So for me, being in the truck and living in a rather confined space, and this, I guess you could say, it's a Spartan minimalist kind of lifestyle. It's a good fit for most veterans. It's like being deployed, right? You leave your house, you have a mission, take yonder load of stuff from point A to point B on time. You don't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
It's a good fit. I really enjoyed it. But there's something about working a 12 to 14 hour day, sometimes 7 days a week, sometimes 2 or 3 weeks at a time with no days off. The work ethic alone, people who work hard for a living, they tend to be conservative. They want to work hard. They want the earnings that they have to go to their families. They're not interested in working hard to support people who refuse to work. So it's something I used to say, that a good day's physical labor cleanses the soul. This is something I found in the military, and I found to be true on the road as well.
Oh, yeah.
Something very satisfying.
Yeah, being productive, there's nothing better than being productive. You feel, you know, it is good for your soul. And what you're talking about is also a level of self-reliance. You know, you have to work your hours. You're your own boss. Pat yourself on the back when you do well and kick yourself in the butt when you don't. You are subject to the elements, so there's a certain amount of I would say backbone that is required. And so, you know, that for me, and it's interesting because we talk about this from a trucker's perspective, but that for me is what conservatism and free markets is all about to begin with. It isn't about depending upon that EBT card to come in every week while you could sit on your couch and play video games. You've got to go out and get it, right, Dave?
Right. If you work hard and you work relentlessly, you'll be okay. You may not make a fortune, but you'll be okay. You'll be able to support yourself and your family. If you don't want to work, if you just lollygag at the truck stops all day long and nothing else happens, well, then you suffer the consequences of that as well. So it is self-autonomy, self-responsibility, and the authority that goes with that. So, I loved it. I mean, I had a really good time, with the exception of New York City. And then this time of year, I used to say that any day above zero was a good day anyhow. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, and we talk about, you know, whether or not this would be effective, and some people laugh it off. And you know, the question is, though, is that, you know, a boycott, if you will, and I don't know how impactful it's actually going to be, but any news of a boycott does raise people's eyebrows to say, hey, what is going on? Why are they boycotting? The question, I guess, would be, we know New York State, especially upstate, can be relatively a red state. It's like San Francisco, Los Angeles. You take those two cities out of California, and it's a relatively purple red state, California. It's the same in New York. Do you think a trucker's boycott of the city of Manhattan could, you know, maybe wake some people up, maybe turn some minds around?
Well, yeah, I think it will. I think it would be, if nothing else, the icing on the cake that has been baked by the Biden administration's border policies, which resulted in thousands of people living on the street in New York City or living in really nice hotels and getting $10,000 credit lines on cards. I was reading through American Spectator, and Jeffrey Lord had a piece a couple of days ago, and he raises an interesting question. He said, why is it that the truckers are the ones taking a stand on this? Where's the New York bar?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's good that the truckers are doing something, but maybe what they do will be a call to action for other folks that can have a much more impactful result to their actions to get involved as well, the New York bar. And, of course, these larger business organizations that are looking at getting out of here while they can still have some assets to save, if you will.
Let's go back to this, you know, Letitia James situation, and you know, now they're going to seize Trump's buildings and assets if he can't pay the $355 million penalty, and so on and so forth. You know, when you look at it from that standpoint, it looks like they talk about fascism on the right. They talk about totalitarianism, and they want to destroy democracy. You know, and it's pure projection. What we're looking at here is, I mean, it's a banana public at best, okay, a banana republic at best.
Right.
Do you think that there is a good, strong response from the GOP, from the Republicans on this?
I don't know. I haven't heard much from congressional Republicans, but as I quote Thomas Sowell frequently about them, this is the favorite form of exercise for Republicans on Capitol Hill is running for the Hill. So I'm not sure what they will do. I don't know what's going to happen with in terms of the Republican response to this. Right now, they're kind of staying quiet and letting Trump bear the brunt of this and see what he does. They'll stick their fingers in the political winds and see which way they go.
I mean, for him to even, you know, fight this and do an appeal, he's still going to come up with $40 million large. I mean, it's beyond insane at this point, what the numbers that they're talking about here. And a lot of people are saying, well, that's going to absolutely 100% impact the campaign. Do you think that's by design?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. And I think the choreography of all these various lawsuits that he's being subjected to, and when they are happening, and as the way these things are going to unfold throughout the year, is absolutely pre-planned. And they're trying to emasculate him, or at least distract him as much as possible from the campaign trail. What they don't realize is the more slings and arrows they throw at this guy, the more popular he becomes with people who are just tired of the two-tier justice system and being put down on by the elites.
Well, that's one of the biggest things that I've been hearing and reading about, is that you may not like Donald Trump. You may love him. Okay, a lot of people don't. A lot of people hate him.
Yeah.
But a lot of people also don't like what you just referred to as the two-tier justice system, which there has been, I mean, the Justice Department is unequivocally, 100% undoubtedly been weaponized against a political enemy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
In the United States of America, it's so blatant that they know that they've got the institutions, the media, the academia, the corporations, all behind them, that they could just basically just fly in your face. I've never seen anything like this before. And it goes back to my question before the break. I'm hearing a lot of people that are saying the American experiment, man, it's over. I mean, I don't know how Trump wins with the margin of the cheat that's necessary, because you know they own the voting, channels, and people are going to be voting for 6 weeks before the election in some of these states. How do we turn this around?
I don't know. I think sometimes your opposition does the work for you. If they have enough rope, they'll eventually hang themselves. And what we're seeing from the left is a tremendous amount of hubris. I give you Exhibit A as what happened in Fulton County last week when thought she absolutely owned the place and everyone in it. I mean, if entitlement had legs, that was it right there.
Well, she might be finding herself in a little bit of trouble, though, because she actually opened her mouth when she didn't need to, and now it's opened up the doors to, there are multiple investigations now in the state of Georgia.
Right.
This is a separate issue altogether.
That's
looking into her, and maybe even the IRS. So we'll be right back here after the break. Dave, we'll be right back here after the break. Tell everybody where they can find your reading, and then I want to talk VP slots with you.
Dave Carter Inkwell. Substack.com or at ricochet.com.
Perfect, folks. We'll be right back here after the break with Dave Carter, Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. Don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Bob Hope, you never, ever get old. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Joe will be back tomorrow night from his school board meeting, saving the future of America from itself. And I will be back, I think, in 2 weeks. I've got to look at my calendar here. But right now, I'm enjoying my conversation with Dave Carter, a phenomenal writer and military historian, fantastic podcast. You can find him at Ricochet and Dave Carter.
You need the Whiskey Dave, the whiskey part of it. That helps. The whiskey helps. It's Dave Carter Inkwell.
Substack.com. Dave, I want to pick your brain. So, you know, prognosticator of prognosticators as you are,
I know we are just entering political silly season. We're barely through February yet. But there is a pretty likely chance that we may know Donald Trump's VP pick before too long. He's dropping some major, major hints. And I think, you know, if we take a look at the field, he's mentioned most of his former, not that Haley's former yet, but she will be, the competitors on the dais, yeah, that he didn't share. You're talking about DeSantis, maybe Ben Carson. He's been talking about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Vivek. I find that guy a little bit too glib, but okay, if Trump picked him, maybe Tim Scott, maybe a little bit of Rhino, Kristi Noem. Well, she's got those love affair problems. Some people have been talking about Tucker Carlson. Some people, Carrie Lake, I think she's a very strong likelihood to win the Senate in Arizona this November. You got people like Elise Stefanik. But somebody that, and I want your opinion on this, somebody that I really like, I've listened to on multiple podcasts over the last few years, who I find to be, although she technically was a Democrat in Congress, she is now an independent, she leans more to the right of most rhinos I know, and that is Tulsi Gabbard. And I was surprised to hear her name come out of Donald Trump's mouth recently. I guess he was meeting with Laura Ingraham at a Fox News town hall, and he mentioned her. Thoughts?
That's the person that I had on the tip of my tongue during the entire time you were listing these other people. That would be my suggested pick. She's very articulate. She's quick on her feet. She has come to her to conservative or right-leaning position the hard way. She's learned at the foot of experience, so that she is better suited than probably anyone else to talk to the rest of the country and explain from the perspective of someone who was a Democrat at some point and more of a true believer in progressivism, and found out it doesn't work. She can articulate why and articulate the reason why the kind of policies that were the foundation of the country in the first place actually work. She would be my pick immediately.
Yeah, I really, really like the cut of her jib. I've listened to her. She's been on multiple podcasts. I've listened to her on Rogan more than a couple times. And she comes across, you know, and she sees the COVID debacle as what it was. She's against she's against militarianism and the adventures overseas. She was in the military. It seems to me that, you know, I think Trump could really do himself some favors by picking up, see, and this goes back to the strategy, or the strategery, as George W. Bush on Saturday Night Live was once. And that is that Trump is, Trump's problem is the suburban women vote. Now, it's a long time between now and November, and a thousand different things can happen, including him actually being convicted. Okay, and if there is a conviction, all bets are off, because there's going to be a lot of people, I know some of them, that will say, listen, I know they're going after him politically, but if he is a convicted criminal, so he needs independence. He needs independence. And I think somebody like a Tulsi, RFKJ, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name has been thrown about, but he's come out stated absolutely no way. Right. He wouldn't do that. But the independent vote would look at somebody like Tulsi and say, all right, Trump is only going to have one term. She could be the heir apparent. And I think she could do wonders for the country. Maybe I will, hold my nose and vote for Trump because of her.
I think so. I think so. And I've been, just as an aside, I would sell tickets just to watch her and a VP debate. with Vice President
Kamala, that, would be, yes. That stopped the presses. I didn't even think about that. What a show! What a show that would be. Yeah.
And if every now and then, if Trump gets carried away, maybe she could step in as the official ventriloquist and help him out, too.
Well, let's talk about Kamala. Let's talk about Kamala briefly here, because in the first hour, I was talking about the devastation that is California, and I don't know if you saw the news, but there's a new report that just came out that basically shows that Gavin Newsom's new budget is already leaking red ink. He's $6 billion under estimated returns in just January alone. It is a disaster. California is bleeding red. It is, in regards to his budget. What's that?
They're hemorrhaging people as well, aren't they?
Yes, hemorrhaging people, but you know the state has so many people that it's really not going to impact it overall. But you know, let's talk about it from that standpoint, because you know when we talk about Kamala, most people don't see her as an heir apparent unless you are a woman of color or a person of color who will only vote because of her color. He may lose that vote if he brings in somebody else. But you know, there's Vivek thinks it's Michelle. I disagree. I don't think Michelle Obama wants anything to do with it, but a lot of people are pointing to Newsom. What do you say?
I think, Lord. He's glib, okay? He's very glib. He's very articulate, but he's also, I'm trying to find a polite way of saying he's a pretentious geek. His policies alone are destroying the place. But if he says he wants to do for the nation what he's done for California, I think that would be the gift that keeps on giving for the Republicans.
Well, we only need to look at San Francisco, where he was the mayor, and it is, I mean, it's horrifyingly, I was talking in the first hour, one of my favorite pastimes the past couple of months is going on YouTube, and you can do this, and you can find entire seasons of the streets of San Francisco.
I heard you talking about that. Yeah, I remember that.
Carl Malden, Michael Douglas. And you see the city as it once was, the city of my childhood in the 1970s when I first came here to the States. And it was a European city at that level of beauty. And so this is his legacy. And if the Republicans were smart, and that's a very... It's a question. It's not a statement. They would show the devastation and the carjackings and the break-ins and the needles and the feces and the economy and everything else in that city. And yeah, this is what is going to be coming to Ohio and Florida if Newsom gets in. So what did the Democrats do here?
Lord, I don't know. I don't think they have a lot of good options outside of gaming the system and mailing in the ballots and having the dead vote show up and all that. They're going to have to rely on that. They don't have a very charismatic candidate, and Joe Biden, he's got the policy acumen of Celebi. So I don't see that working out. So if they're going to have to depend on rigging things again.
I think they've already decided to do that. That's just now a modus operandi of the Democratic Party.
Right.
And every election across the board is going to have, especially in some of those swing states, a lot of nebulous voting. But with that being said, they still have to drag, weekend at Biden across the finish line, where 67%, including many Democrats, do not believe Joe Biden has what it takes to be president. And maybe people will sit home. I don't know. I don't see them voting for Trump, at least on the left.
No, they're not. And as you mentioned, if there is a conviction against Trump, then that changes the calculus. And that would be the godsend for the Democrats. There's so many variables here. I hesitate to make any predictions. Other than saying I'm not real optimistic to begin with. But at least if we had a Republican win, it would be. A can of paint would be an improvement over what we've got now. So.
Well, the good news, and you may have heard me say this as well in the first hour, is that the Senate looks good. I mean, I think. At barring a disaster of epic proportions, we should at least take the Senate by one or two. And I think that will be, a big, stopgap to another Biden, Kamala, Newsom, Obama administration, whatever it's going to end up being.
Do you think we hold on to the House?
I don't know about that one. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It seems like they just want to, grab defeat out of the jaws of victory with that.
Right. That's a time-honored tradition.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, we're coming to the end of the hour here. Tell everybody, please, where they can find you and read your good stuff.
All right, we'll try it again. It is Dave Carter Inkwell. That's what I dip my pen in, is an inkwell. Dave Carter Inkwell. Substack.com, or just head on over to Ricochet and you'll find the same stuff in the podcast over there.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us tonight with your allergies and everything else. You still sound great. All right, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll talk again down the road real soon. All the best to you. And folks, we'll be back here for hour number three. We're going to Israel. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. And don't go away. It's going to get very interesting. Another great guest coming up here. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. Do not go away. We'll be right back after the news and commercials.